We said in the نويت الأربعين نويت الاعتكاف نويت الخلوة نويت العزلة نويت الرياضة نويت السلوك لله تعالى العظيم في هذا المسجد. أولياء الله, Allah gave them a knowledge that تحير العلماء.
Astonished
scholars. Scholars, they know what they read. Scholars, they know this one that said this, this one said that. Beyond that, their knowledge is restricted and their knowledge is limited. But awliya Allah, there is no limitation on their knowledge because it is ulum al-haqa'iq, it is the knowledge of realities. A reality cannot be restricted, it has to give its essence. It has to come up with something that it's a real. Ulama, when they make a fatwa or they read something, they don't know if what they are writing is going to be a real fatwa or not. It's based on whatever it is. Al-halal ubayyin wal-haram ubayyin. Halal is known and haram is known. So in between them comes the the fatwa of scholars. Sometimes they are not certain of what they are giving fatwa, but they build their principles on the issues between the halal and between haram. So they don't fall in haram. They try as much to be on the side of halal, but still there is a movement there, they can move with it. And that's why Prophet ﷺ said, إِذَا أَصَابَ الْحَاكِمْ فَلَهُ أَجْرَانُ وَإِنْ لَمْ يُصِبْ فَلَهُ أَجْرٌ وَاحِدٌ. The judge, if he will give a good rulings, Allah will give him two rewards. If his ruling were false, Allah still give him one reward because he tried his best. This is what we say, Ulumul Ulama, knowledge of scholars. Knowledge of awliya is completely different. Knowledge of awliya is beyond what we can understand, and that's why their words, their sayings, their teachings, astonishing and make ulama stunned. That's why they were stunned what Sayyidina Muhyiddin ibn Arabi wrote. You cannot understand. They cannot understand what Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani wrote. They cannot understand what Sayyidina Abu Yazid al-Bastami wrote, what Sayyidina Rabi' al-Adawiyya wrote, said. It's very difficult. So what we are discussing here is something from that traces that Mawlana Sheikh Nazim, may Allah bless him and give him long life, and Grand Sheikh, Sheikh Abdullah Al-Faiz Darsani, may Allah bless his soul, were expressing to us these knowledges. And these knowledges comes through inspirations. And these inspirations become like real facts because they are taking it from the heart of Prophet through the chain of secrets from one sheikh to another. So this is a small introduction. We said in the previous session that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called his Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for Laylatul Isra'i wal Mi'raj to deliver to him, to give him in his trust, to be responsible for the whole ummah, ummatul Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he gave whatever under the level of Sayyidina Jibreel, under that station of Sayyidina Jibreel and lower, he gave him all these realities in order that he will enable him to save his ummah from wrongdoings. And that's why he said in his famous hadith, تُعْرَضُ عَلَيَّ عَمَالُ أُمَّتِي, I observe the amal of my ummah. If I see good, I praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If I see something other, I ask forgiveness on their behalf. This is to save the ummah from any kind of punishment. Anything that is from the station of Jibreel, and Wamadun is Alim al-Shara'i'. Because Jibreel revealed from his station, was revealing to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So all ulum al-shara'i came from that station and down. Now from that station and above, ulum al-haqa'iq, knowledge of realities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where Jibreel said, Ya Rasulullah, I cannot continue. I reached my level, my station. You go by yourself. And Grand Sheikh said, may Allah bless his soul, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Prophet was moving from the station of Sayyidina Jibreel toward the Divine Presence, in these different in that journey, Allah was sending and revealing to him the secret of the Holy Quran. Because from Jibreel and down is the Holy Quran, what we read and what we understand from hadith of Prophet ﷺ and different explanation that Sahaba heard from Prophet. But in the from Jibreel and above, Allah is giving to Prophet ﷺ the secret, what is behind every letter, as we said in the previous session, that every letter of the Holy Quran, which is 300,000 and more of letters, every letter is an ocean of knowledge that you cannot dive in it, you cannot reach its bottom. He was giving him these knowledges and opened to him the manifestation of the 99 names, which has no sharik, la sharika lah, no partner. That's why awliyaullah, they say that the real worshipper, the real muwahhid, that's muwahhid in English, the real one that
sees oneness,
testify the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala truly, is Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because he saw that these revelations of these manifestations of these names and all these appearances that appear to him, he understood the reality of oneness through the understanding of these 99 names. However you add them, they come to be 9. 99 is of two letters, 9 and 9. And you add 9 and 9 is 18, 8 and 1 is 9. Everything goes back to 9. And 9 is in the numerology is 0. Means la sharika, nothing there exists except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala existence. No one can claim there is any other existence except Allah's existence. So the real muwahhid who testify ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, the real shahada is Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. To awliyaullah, he is the only one can be described as muwahhid, not like what we describe each other every day. We are muwahhid according to our position, to our station that we are in. What is our station? Our station is always struggling between good and bad. Our station is one day thumma amanu thumma kafaru, thumma amanu thumma kafaru, thumma amanu thumma kafaru. One day iman, one day unbelief. We are not yet reached the level of purity. Only Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is very big. Allah did not speak to Prophet in the understanding of Rasul. You know, Rasulullah, the one that he is carrying the message, that message that Prophet is carrying and bringing the seals of messenger, bringing that message to humanity, is from the position of Jibreel and down. But above, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted him, you don't know, higher than that. He is not only Rasul to humanity, he is Rasul to all angels even. He is Rasul to every creation being created that we don't know. So to them there is knowledge. It's not the same as our what is being given to us. There they have some kind of different knowledge that Prophet has delivered to them. What that knowledge, we don't know. But it is from the appearances and the manifestation of these 99 names. He said, he spoke to him bisifatihi khamis al-Qur'an.
With the attribute that is khamis
al-Qur'an. He talked to him as
the attribute
of khamis al-Qur'an, the secret of the Qur'an. He talked to him as if the guardian of these secrets, which above the position of Sayyidina Jibreel. So means Khamis al-Qur'an is something huge that we cannot see it, you cannot understand it. And he said, الَّذِي لَا يُشَارِكُهُ فِيهِ أَحَدٍ.
Which he has no part.
He has no partners, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with this knowledge. It is only for him, not any other prophet, not even giving it to awliyaullah except according to their capacity. No partner with any human being or any creation that Allah created cannot be partner in that knowledge that Allah gave to Sayyidina Muhammad. He said for that reason he called him to deliver him that treasure. And everything that Prophet took is between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one knows what is being given. So the meaning of what we are saying is that no one knows that secret that happened between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Prophet Laylatul Mi'raj except Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's a secret, Grand Sheikh said, happening between them. So means, as it is mentioned in Sirah, that Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Laylatul Isra wal Mi'raj has seen his creator, has seen Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the eyes of his head, physically. Means that essence that Allah wanted Sayyidina Muhammad to know about that reality of that essence was seen by Prophet with his eyes, not through his spirit, but with his physical eyes, as contemporary scholars they mentioned, especially Mutawalli Shahrawi, about that, and even Imam Nawawi in Sharh Sahih Muslim, he mentioned that he saw Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the eyes of his head, physically. When Mahdi alayhi salam comes, that secret of the Holy Quran, the Khamis al-Quran, the fifth of the books, which is the Holy Quran, is going to be given traces from that to the Ummah who are living at that time. That's why Sayyidina Umar asked, Ya Rasulullah, when a Prophet was describing that, he said, are these people going to be prophets? He said, no, they are not prophets. He said, then what they are then? If they have so high level that we didn't hear about it. He said, they are normal people. When they go to say Allahu Akbar and pray, they don't know how many raka'at they pray. They pray two, they pray three, they pray four. Some people pray seven raka'at. Pray five. They pray four, they think, oh, I prayed four or three or two. Then add one or two, it becomes six. Then they will be distracted. They forget how many raka'at they add. They add one more, become seven or eight. And don't think that it didn't happen. It happened with me. It happens with everyone. It's not something that is strange. Prophet describing. They are going to be like that, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at that time, His mercy would be so huge that cannot be described. Because of that huge mercy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them things that others did not see. And as we say, we keep saying, we have to be very careful that the rank of Sahaba no one can reach. They are Sahaba. He said at that moment, where what happened between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Creator, what He gave to His Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that secret that went there, no one knows. And Allah ordered, gave permission to Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in that night to call and speak to His Ummah according to the verse of Holy Quran, لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. Allah said to Sayyidina Muhammad, Ya Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, I gave you these secrets. I gave you everything. But I revealed to you in the Holy Quran, لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. Allah does not burden more than you can take. According to what they can take, you deliver. And what we can take, nothing. So that's why we didn't get very small of what happened that night. And whatever we took from the level of Jibril and down. So because of that, we were not able to take, لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها, whatever that miqdar, that amount was not more than the manifestation of Ismullah Ar-Rahman, Allah's beautiful name Ar-Rahman. From that manifestation of that name Ar-Rahman, all this knowledge that you see, is being given, and even the knowledge of awliyaullah, knowledge of sahaba, knowledge of prophets, knowledge of everyone, and knowledge of awliya, they are bringing so much in depth, and people are stunned with what they say, and ulama are stunned with what they say, are all from a drop of that ocean of first name ar-Rahman. Wallahu alladhi la ilaha illa huwa ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Only from ar-Rahman. All what we see around the world of books in bookstores and libraries and universities are all Arabic, English, Persian, Hindu, Japanese. Everything is from what? From that manifestation. All these are appearances of that name. And still more to come. That is a drop. The rest of the names, not open. Open to Prophet, but not opened until the power of Sayyidina al-Mahdi comes, because it has to back up that. Then the last days, these knowledges will appear quickly. And you cannot study at that time, because when reality comes, all what they are teaching in university becomes like alphabet. Only like when you go to first take you to school, what they teach you? Alif, Ba, A, B, C. And they tell you A is standing for apple, B is standing for ball, C is standing for candy, D is standing for donkey. That's it. That's what we are learning. All the huge knowledge of university, science, physics, astronomy, everything will be, when Sayyidina al-Mahdi comes to give from that knowledge, everything that stops, because it is not anymore of importance.
Obsolete.
It's what?
Obsolete.
Obsolete. And he comes with the knowledge that is not obsolete, the knowledge that is not opened. It has to open, because Allah gave it to humanity. Prophet will give it. But how to give it is through reflections, like mirror reflections. You can have a mirror and direct it in any way you like and reflect. Eyes of people will be reflecting that knowledge from eye of Mahdi alayhi salam to eye of to his khalifas, from his khalifas to his deputies, from his deputies to leadership, from leadership to people. It goes from eyes to eyes, from eyes to eyes. It will be like that, moving. It will be like that, moving in between. Moving very quickly. Like they today they show you sometime movies that they put for you in you a reveal to you a lot of knowledge through certain reflections, or put a chip in your body and you can have these knowledges ready there. You didn't see that? Come, I show you. He said that Prophet was ordered to open only from that name. And he was umira bitabligh tilka al-ayat. He was ordered to deliver these verses of Holy Quran in that capacity. In that position, in that level. But in the level of the 99 names that from above Sayyidina Jibreel and above, Prophet was not ordered to open that. لَمْ يَفْتَحَ الرَّسُولُ عَلَى الْأُمَّةِ. Prophet did not open it to the Ummah. But Prophet ﷺ spoke according to our heart what can take. If that knowledge will be opened, our hearts cannot take it, break, and everyone will faint, and there will be no more life, not on earth, but in the universe, if Prophet ﷺ opened that knowledge. It will be open, part of it, little bit, in the Mahdi alayhi salam time, it will be open in paradise, full of it. And he said, in that night, the third that Allah gave to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the third wisdom of that mi'raj, ascension, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown him all awliyaullah that Allah created, all of them. How many of them? 124,000 in every time. Means anyone who goes, pass away, another one will sit in his place. So means there are more than 124,000. 124,000 living, always. رِجَالٌ صَدَقُوا مَا عَهَدُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ قَضَى نَحْبَهُ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَنْتَظِرُ. Men that they have kept their promise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, covenant. Some of them passed, some of them waiting. Those who passed are being replaced by new ones. So the living awliya existing and at every moment is 124,000. Might be every moment one dwali is dying and another one is coming. So means the number not known. Number can be huge. Allah showed Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam all these awliya, that they are going to be سَيَكُونُونَ فِي عَوْنِ الرَّسُولِ.
They will be assistant.
They will be assistant to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for the In order that they will be able to assist and be supporter for Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam between the Ummah, he called him in order to give him al-quwwah al-qudsiyah.
He called him to give him
the sanctified power or the holy power, that it is from azaliyah abadiyah, pre-eternal, post-eternal. It is a power that has to be dressed on Prophet, and from Prophet to be dressed on these saints, that they are there in the presence of Prophet Allah, showing him, showing Sayyidina Muhammad, these are your supporters, these are your assistants, take them, but dress them with that holy power, with that sanctify power. Dress them, because if you don't dress them, they cannot carry the work. It's impossible. They have to carry that power. When he gave him that permission to use that power, Prophet ﷺ dressed every wali by himself. He dressed every wali in that divine presence. He dressed every wali with that holy power, sanctified power, according to the capacity of that wali. And that's why we see different levels of wali. But there are a lot of awli. You cannot say, oh, there is only one wali, my sheikh. Your sheikh is Sultan Awliya, but there are a lot of Awliya around. Our belief is our Sultan Awliya, our focus on our sheikh, that's it. We don't focus on anyone else. It's not our duty. It's our duty where we be connected. That's our connection. And when he gave Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam dressed them with what Allah gave him of that holy power, then Allah, when Prophet finished dressing awliya Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then opened to him وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمْ, opened to him the meaning of we have honored the human being. So from that verse, Allah brought inside that verse Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to see what kind of honor he honored them. So when Prophet entered, he took all his the awliya, the supporters with him. The awliya were stunned as they were astonished. How they are astonished, scholar astonished by the words of awliya, their writings. Also awliya Allah were astonished with what they saw there. They saw the real honor that Allah gave to human being, and who is going to be under the appearance and the manifestation of that verse of Holy Quran. They were stunned, cannot open and say anything. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after the first, he gave the Prophet the power, the holy power, to dress the awliya. Prophet dressed the awliya. After that, Allah opened the meaning of وَلَكَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمْ. Prophet entered in that ocean, took the awliya with him. They were stunned there. Then, at that moment, Allah delivered, gave all the zarrat bani Adam, the atoms and all the offspring of human beings, clean, very clean. Because you are in the presence in the day of promises, everyone with no sin, pure. As the Prophet ﷺ said in the hadith, that yuladu al-insanu ala al-fitra, human beings are born on innocence. Either فَأَمَّا أَبَوَاهُ يُهَوِّدَانِهِ أَوْ يُنَصِّرَانِهِ أَوْ يُمَجِّسَانِهِ. So human beings are born on purity. So he showed him that purity that human beings are born on it, and gave to Sayyidina Muhammad, said, Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, these are clean. I'm giving them to you. Your ummah is clean. Take them. You like them to keep them for me and a trust? Of course, who will not like Prophet? Allah is asking Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Said, Ya Rabbi, I take them. And he took them. That's why Allah gave Prophet Shafa'ah, intercession, to intercede for his ummah. He took them. And what happened? We leave it for next time. Ameen. Allah tawfiq bi hurmat al-Fatiha. Because it's 33 minutes.